All right, everybody, let's hear it for Western New York.
It's Buffalo Night in Washington, D.C. New Yorkers and former New Yorkers are noshing on wings in a Senate office building, and Chuck Schumer is working the crowd.
And I hope everyone has a Western New York brew. Labatt's, Genesee, Canadian, Molson.
Senator Kirsten Gillibrand arrives late, and she has to play a little catch-up.
Have a good night. I'll go say hi to folks.
It's great.
As she mingles, it looks like some people don't immediately recognize her.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi.
Chris Zampogna, a D.C. lawyer from Buffalo, couldn't say for sure what Gillibrand's done in the Senate.
I know I've read some, but honestly, it doesn't come to mind right now. Schumer usually is what comes to mind, so.
Almost a third of likely New York voters said last month they didn't know enough to have an opinion of Gillibrand. But she did have some super fans in the crowd.
Her help was indispensable to me.
Democratic Congresswoman Kathy Hochul won a special election a year ago in a traditionally Republican district outside Buffalo. Gillibrand's helping again in Hochul's reelection race.
When she sends an email on my behalf saying she supports me, that means a lot to many, many supporters.
Kathy Hochul's not the only candidate getting this kind of help. Senator Gillibrand sends out a lot of fundraising emails at a clip that easily rivals Obama and Romney. Some of her emails solicit money for other women candidates. Those have raised more than $500,000, her office says.
I am still only one of 17 senators in the U.S. Senate who are women.
It's part of Gillibrand's broader strategy to focus on women. She has a fundraising website called Off the Sidelines. A video there has the feel of a church revival.
The women's movement in this country is stalled.
Before she was ever a candidate, Gillibrand was a Democratic fundraiser in Manhattan, and it shows. This year, she's one of the top five fundraisers in Senate races, but all the other top candidates had close contests. Gillibrand is leading her Republican challenger, Wendy Long, nearly 2-1 in polls and has more than $10 million in cash.
But let me tell you, not only is our work not done, we are just getting started.
She's hosting a New York City fundraiser today for women Senate candidates from Wisconsin, Nevada, North Dakota, and Hawaii. She did a similar event last summer for House candidates from Iowa, Illinois, and Florida.
I want to ask all of America's women to be heard on the issues they care about.
In an interview at the U.S. Capitol, she mentioned her national scope repeatedly. It came up when she was talking about her fundraising efforts.
I have grassroots activists all over my state, all over the country, who want to support me.
And then again, when she explained why she frequently talks about raising two kids as a senator.
And so if my goal is to engage women nationwide to be heard, they want to know about how do I balance work life and family.
Senator Gillibrand has logged some high-profile legislative wins, an end to Don't Ask, Don't Tell, health benefits for 9/11 first responders, a ban on insider trading in Congress. But this has been her most prominent pitch lately, and she's using it to reach new audiences.
Our guest tonight, New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand.
Including on The Daily Show during the Democratic convention.
This is what I often say. If we had 51% of women in Congress,
right,
do you think we'd be debating birth control?
She was also on a celebrity interview show on the women's cable network Lifetime, where she described being very pregnant during a committee meeting.
So quietly at 9 p.m., I say, Mr. Chairman, I really need to go home now. He's like, well, thank you, Kirsten, for staying. And so I leave, and that night my water broke.
Lucky it didn't a few hours earlier.
God, it did not break.
Oh, my gosh.
That would have made my colleagues apoplectic.
She also visited the Iowa delegation at the Democratic convention, which stirred some speculation about her ambitions. But 4 years from now, she says she hopes her predecessor in the Senate chooses to run for president.
Well, I hope to be chair of the Hillary Clinton 2016 fan club and really urge her to run. I think she'd make an extraordinary president.
In that year, Gillibrand will only be 49 years old. For WNYC, I'm Anna Sale.